This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to the third hour of RadioLawTalk.com. Denise Dirks. With you today, I'm hosting and standing in the place of Frederick Penny, who is on assignment. With me today is my very special co-host, Chris Rodriguez. Yes, Chris is in the house, guys. Todd Coonan is on assignment also. So you've got Chris and Denise today.
What a fun ride it's been.
It's been fun.
Just you and I and my 11-year-old son Zachary in here, keeping us company.
He couldn't be more bored if he were in an all-white room staring at the ceiling.
He thinks he's going to earn what are called V-Bucks. He wants some V-Bucks for Fortnite, the game of Fortnite he likes to play. You have to. It's a currency, and you can buy certain privileges in the game.
Now he's
so that's how you bribe him to get him to do what you want to do, right?
Yeah, well, he wanted to come this morning.
He's objecting to the premise, Your Honor. I saw him object. He's denying the V-Bucks claim. But
he's trying to get his own five-minute V-Bucks segment.
We've got Cal Hunter, our producer, behind the glass.
Nice to be here.
And he is acting in a dual capacity today, producing and also
giving away points.
And taking them away, too.
I don't give anything. They're all earned, as you know.
That's right.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, we have a case or no case game that we've been playing since day one. And we are honestly so excited to play this every single week. And we're playing for Cal Hunter's wife, Donna's
lemon bars. Yes.
And she makes amazing lemon bars.
Really, we're playing because it's good old-fashioned competition, but that's a separate story.
And right. You have to get to, 100 to get the lemon bars?
Yeah, well, you know, I might sneak them in early and reset the clock. I'm thinking if we don't get this finished by November, I'm bringing in the lemon bars, and we're going to reset.
By Christmas, for sure.
Christmas. There you go. Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of Christmas, last year we had the best Christmas party on RadioLawTalk.com, and I brought in all these beautiful presents. Remember that?
And they were wrapped, and we had
all this glitter, and there's still glitter all over the table from that time frame.
Well, we don't have a great janitorial team at Radio Law Talk, but everything else is in pretty good shape. And Chris has glitter on him. I don't know what that's about either. But
me and Zach, my 11-year-old son, we went to the club earlier this morning.
That what it was? Went clubbing?
Yeah.
In Winters. There's a Winters disco that apparently starts at 8 in the morning. I didn't know this.
No, it's not a disco, Cal. Not a disco.
Oh.
It's not a drive-through either.
Shout out to the Kit Kat Club. What was that? The one in Amargosa Valley?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That's right.
Yes,
what was that called? The Alien?
No, it was called the Cat House or something.
Cat House, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
The Amargosa Valley.
Let's not forget the Amargosa Valley.
No.
I love the Amargosa Valley.
Now, Zach and I went to the Espardo's version of the Cat House earlier this morning. So.
Which is what, like McDonald's or something?
No, it's a club.
Okay.
It's an adult club.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're... Okay, I'm going to get straight here and say I would like to thank some of our radio stations and affiliates just real quickly.
Good idea. Yeah.
I want to thanks to K-High. We're on both AM and FM, 950 AM. We're on Crack, 1370 out of Red Buff and Redding.
We are on Crack, yes.
That's right.
We're at SRN Satellite
Radio Network, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and then we're at KSOJ. And that's out of Chico, is that right?
No, KPAY is in Chico.
Oh, there we go.
That's on Sunday evening, so we appreciate your listening.
Okay.
We replaced the late Bill Wattenberg, who passed away. We're taking that time slot.
Oh, okay.
The remember Dr. Wattenberg?
I'm glad we got it, but I'm sorry about that.
I mean, it happens, you know. As they say, the cemeteries are full of indispensable men, but it's a sad thing when it's one
and
of
women.
Us.
And women.
We're out of 1382.
Men being
Sacramento.
The theoretical. Right.
Got it.
Yeah, right.
We're out of a whole bunch of them. If you want to know
we're
them.
We're at KBDT in Dallas. Don't forget
that. Oh, my
that.
Gosh. Yeah. We've got so many. We've got KPKK out of Amargrosa Valley. That's
right.
I like the Amargrosa Valley.
Yes.
And we're at KQSP 1530 out of Shakopee. Am I saying that right, Minnesota?
Which is actually a suburb of Minneapolis, so we're in Minneapolis there.
Got
and
it.
Coming soon to Chicago, coming soon to the Eastern Seaboard. We'll announce those shortly.
Are we in New York?
Coming up.
Coming up.
Yeah, that's XDS. That's going to be XDS satellite.
Well, we're on XDS. So the XDS is a method by which we are distributed to all the radio stations throughout the country. And if you're a radio station, you have an XDS receiver. That's a programmed box. So we're already on XDS, but you can't just tune it in. We are under consideration for Sirius. We may get on there, which would be nice. But, you know, we're taking every shot we can to get the show distributed.
Right.
And in the Armed Forces Radio Network, which I know we're a part of, does that broadcast overseas as well?
It is. It's a worldwide presence.
Worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's on Wednesdays from 1 to 4 in the afternoon and from 1 to 4 in the morning. So that all of our armed forces from all over the world can actually hear us twice on Wednesdays.
So we can fire them up to go out and defend us.
And we love when they call in. We love when we have callers from the Armed Forces Network.
Yeah, of course, they don't know when we're on the AFRN because they hear us by delay. But we would welcome any of you to email us info@radiolawtalk.com because I take those emails myself, and then you can call us here. Denise has the number, which is 877
Law Radio. And that translates to 855. Why don't you let me do it here, Del?
855
Law Radio or 855-529-7234.
Slant, break, slant. Yeah, right.
And if you'd like to go to the club at any time with me and my 11-year-old son, you're tweet in and we'll make it happen.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for a case or no case?
Are you? That's the real question. Are you? All right. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
All right. We're all set.
Triple, right?
Our final case or no case, by the way, also has this. This will be a triple points case or no case, and it also has to do with the famous duo of Bonnie and Clyde. All right. So here we go. A museum in Gippsland, Louisiana. Bonnie and Clyde Museum says they have the authentic car used in the Bonnie and Clyde shooting where the couple was gunned down by authorities just outside of Gippsland, Louisiana. Now, a customer went in and said, "That's impossible. That's not the car." And so they sued for themselves and everyone else who had to quote the complaint paid good money to see a car that was not what it was alleged to have been. Case or no case? Chris, your turn to go first. We're going to turn this up. This is Steve Martin and a bunch of guys playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown, which was the theme.
That's actually good.
Oh, it's great stuff. And this is the theme to Bonnie and Clyde, but not this version. Anyway, go ahead, Chris.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what I know about Bonnie and Clyde. I got the first one wrong in the first hour,
That's
so
true.
I don't know much.
Yeah.
But I did see an episode of the TV show Timeless. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And my son watched it with me. And Bonnie and Clyde, in that episode, were shot down by police while they were in a cabin in the wilderness.
Hmm.
Am I right, Zach? Yes, he's nodding his head yes. They were not driving a car. So I don't believe... Were they driving a car, Zach? He says
yes.
They were driving a car. My 11-year-old son says they're driving a car. I'm going to go with him. Case, and they recover. Case, and there's a settlement.
All right. Now we...
Okay.
What do you think, Denise?
Well, what I think is what I know is that there were so many bullet holes in the car when they got shot that they were riddled. Their bodies were riddled with bullets. But the car had so many bullet holes in it. And it was like... It was publicized how many bullet holes was in it. So it's very possible that this customer counted the bullet holes and there was not enough, and that's how they discovered that it was not the authentic car. That's what I think. Do they recover? I don't know. I have to give that a little tiny bit of thought. You guys will find out what I'm going to say after the break. Is that all right with you, Cal?
Sure, that's perfectly fine.
That's a good tease.
Stick around. Case or no case answer coming up right after this on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Hey, Chris, you have something you wanted to say that your son reminded
you
of.
Yeah, my son is way smarter than I am, but he reminded me that the episode of Timeless that I was thinking of when I was contemplating my answer on this case or no case was actually about Jesse James and how he met his end, which was in a cabin. But that there was a separate Timeless episode about Bonnie and Clyde, and they were actually shot down in the car. So I'm going to stick with my answer of it is a case, it was a legitimate class action, and then there was some recovery.
Okay, so our setup was a guy in a museum in Gippsland, Louisiana, said that he had the original Bonnie and Clyde car. Customer came in, looked at it, and said, that's not the original car, and therefore sued because he said, every one of us that have paid to see this car are getting ripped off, basically. So case or no case, Denise Dirks.
Okay, so my thought on this was that initially I thought it was a case, and because the bullet holes didn't match up to what was, you know, actually done or something like that.
Sure.
And then I started to look at the point structure, and I'm at 70, and Todd and Fred are at 67, and if I got triple points, I'd be 9 points in front of them.
Or if you got triple wrong.
Oh, you're going to take them away from
us?
Oh,
yes. This is a plus or minus.
Oh, no. Now you just made it really hard on me because I was going to go for no case and pull with Todd Coonan, but I can't risk
As we discussed at the beginning of the show, the third hour was going to be triple points plus or minus. So it is risky, but, you know.
I've got nothing to lose.
And I have a lot to lose.
Yes, you do.
And a lot to gain. I mean, if you think about it that way, if you've got a lot to lose, you've got a lot to gain. That's all I'm saying. I'm not trying to influence your
Well,
vote,
I was man. Just, here I am being a nice person thinking I don't want to get too far ahead of these guys.
Well, why not?
I don't know. They're not Lemon here.
Bars.
It's not fun.
Lemon
and
bars.
See, all of a sudden, Denise goes non-competitive. The person who says to me, no, you're a point off.
Yes.
Now, all of a
That's
sudden,
true.
Now she gets non-competitive. I see how it is.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of funny.
I wish I was here to see Todd Coonan's face.
No, he would be trying to read my face and say, I think I've got a tell on Cal. And then, of course, he'd be wrong. So I'm bringing up the theme again. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs did the version for the movie. And there was also a pop song that was the theme song, the theme of The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. I'm gonna go with case and they recover.
Oh, man, I wish you hadn't done that.
Oh, man, really?
Those of you who say it was a case, absolutely fake.
Three in a row.
I made the whole thing up.
Why did I overthink it?
I don't know. Don't blame me. I just was just an honest case or no case.
Now I'm behind the guys.
But, yes, you are now. And she's mad at me about it. I can tell by looking.
But if you remember, you talked him into putting you in first place at the beginning of the show, even though his records had you behind. So,
but
No.
But let me tell you some facts. The Bonnie and Clyde Shoot 'Em Up Museum is in Gippsland, Louisiana, in the same place where they had a restaurant where they ordered their last meal, which was a fried bologna sandwich and some other sandwich to go. Okay. They were shot near Gippsland in a car, and the museum there did have a replica of the movie car with Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. Nobody ever sued because they made it clear that that's what it was. And I think the original car, at least at one time, was in that museum in Las Vegas, but I'm not sure where the original car is now. I haven't Googled that. But it was an interesting... I heard, obviously, on the radio today coming in a couple of things on Bonnie and Clyde, so I thought, I'm going to look that up, and out of it came some very productive cases or no cases.
Okay, so can I ask you this? Was it your strategy to entice us with the double points and the triple points and then just give us no case all the way through? Have you ever done... That was your plan.
First time... Well, I mean... That's
it was
how it
diabolical. It was diabolical.
It wasn't... That's just how it turned out.
Dang it, I misread your face again.
You see, that's the mistake.
Speaking of faces, Todd tweeted in texted us a picture of his face.
And he's happy.
He does not look happy.
He's just sick about the fact that Bonnie and Clyde caused you guys each to lose 9 points.
Nine, six.
Okay, six.
Sorry, I'm still in the 30s. That's all I care about.
So let me tell you now. I'm at 64. Todd and Fred are tied at 67. And you're at 32. Thank gosh I got 2 points today, or I'd be even worse off.
Boy.
Am I at 32?
Okay.
You're at 37 minus, you got 37, then you got 2, so you're at 39, so minus 4, so you're at 35.
Okay.
9 is 4. I thought it was triple.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you. 34.
32.
34.
37 plus 2 is 39.
Minus
6 is 33.
Oh, we're all wrong.
Okay. This is not mathtalk.com.
Now I better do Denise's again. So Denise's went up to 72, 68 plus 4, and then minus 6.
66.
So you're at 62 points.
66.
Yeah.
72 minus 6, 66.
Oh, 66. Thank you.
See, you got to check these guys out. That's why I'm a family law, folks, family lawyer.
And that's why I'm a radio guy and not too much of an engineer, although I do have to do engineering math, but I always use a calculator.
And that's why Zach has a C- in math.
No.
And that's why Chris does math. He has to do the math when he recovers his punitive damages, right, Chris?
The punitive damages, yes.
Okay. All right, so why don't we talk about NCAA.
The NCAA. Let's talk about the NCAA.
We're getting a little tight for time. We've got about a minute and a half, so go ahead and set it up, and then we can conclude and finish it in the next segment.
A minute and a half. Everybody loves the NCAA. They are the organization that runs college sports. And over the years, they've made some very controversial decisions in terms of who to allow to play and who to suspend and who to allow to transfer. And sports fans in general just typically don't have a lot of respect, I think it would be fair to say, for the NCAA.
At least for every decision they make.
I mean, every decision they make seems to get worse and worse, right?
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And so there was a litigation in California over the legality of NCAA rules as they're enforced against California schools. And the court came out with a very interesting decision that has caused all kinds of controversy, not only within the public, but within member schools and the Pac-12 in particular. And so there's a judge in Los Angeles that is kind of taking some heat right now from the commissioner of the Pac-12 conference. So we'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah, come on back and we'll get right into the NCAA issue.
How did you do on Case or No Case? We'll have more of them next week, and there's more of the program coming up right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate U is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate U gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate U has venture capitalists, and Accelerate U has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate U launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate U is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-0. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-0. Come on, grab the phone, make the call. Accelerate U, 916-BETTER-0. Again, call 916-BETTER-0 for Accelerate U.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to Letty and...
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Days after Hurricane Florence made landfall, North Carolina still faces flooding. Governor Roy Cooper saying 9 river gauges are at major flood stage. The state's still facing more than 500 road closures, with water now expected to fully recede from 2 interstates for a week.
The storm itself is gone, but its treacherous flood waters remain. If you live in southeastern North Carolina, don't let your guard down.
Governor Cooper is warning residents not to drive on flooded roads or around barricades. In the wake of a rocket attack on U.S. missions in Iraq by Iran-backed militias, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells CNN continued attacks like this will result in a strong response from the Trump administration.
We have told the Islamic Republic of Iran that using a proxy force to attack an American interest will not prevent us from responding against the prime actor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
I am trying so hard here to fill Fred's shoes.
She's trying hard not to be angry at me for costing her, you know.
Oh, you know what? I thought, I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to try to take advantage of these guys. That was my gut. And then I just got competitive and got outside of my gut, and I lost. So I deserve everything I lost.
That's why you don't gamble. Don't gamble, ladies and gentlemen.
Luckily, there's no money on this, or we'd all be broke.
Exactly. Unless we're gambling on NCAA sports.
That's
then,
right.
You know,
that's right.
That's a good thing to get.
So what is with this NCAA ruling?
Well, it's just another in a long line of you know, questionable issues surrounding the NCAA. So this goes all the way back to, do you remember a guy named Reggie Bush?
Yes.
He was another running back for USC.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just knew he was a boyfriend of Kim Kardashian.
That's right. He was. He was, indeed. I mean, there's so many parallels, actually, between Reggie Bush and O.J. Simpson.
Except for the whole killing thing.
Well,
give him time.
He's a really good guy, actually.
Give him time.
No, but anyway, he was a running back at USC. He went to the NFL. He was a very high draft pick. I think he went second overall.
To what? New Orleans, wasn't it?
To New Orleans,
right,
yes.
Right. Didn't have a great career.
Had a fair to middling
mediocre
career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now he's an analyst for the NFL Network. But in any event, after he was already out of USC, USC was accused of allowing him to play despite the fact that he had received improper benefits from boosters and other folks, agents, while he was a running back at USC. And so USC ended up having some sanctions issued against their program. They lost scholarships and all kinds of things. Certain coaches were what's called given order to show cause penalties.
Titles were stripped.
That's right.
Yeah, but what is an order to show cause? I mean, we have that in the context of family law, and it's like a subpoena that goes to a party, and they have to come in, and they have to answer the questions
that's
that are
right.
given them.
And that's the same thing. An order to show cause is basically a declaration that says, we think you've done something wrong, and now you have to show us why you shouldn't be penalized in this way. Give us cause why we shouldn't penalize you. So this assistant coach on the USC team, his name was Todd McNair, and the NCAA levied a penalty against him that said, show cause why you should not be suspended for 1 year and prohibited from working for any other institution. He was fired by USC, and he was penalized by the NCAA such that he couldn't go to work for any other NCAA member school for a period of 1 year. And what McNair, he sued the NCAA, and he said that this provision, what they've done to me here is illegal. They have restricted my right to work for anybody else for
a year. Like basically he's a slave, and it ended his career, did it not?
It ended his career. And so just recently, a court in Los Angeles issued a ruling, a tentative ruling, it hasn't been made final, against the NCAA, saying that in California, that type of order to show cause penalty violates California's business and professions code. And it's essentially robbing Mr. McNair of his ability to employ himself. And so if this court's ruling is effective, it would basically say that the NCAA cannot impose or enforce this particular bylaw against coaches or schools in the state of California. And so the commissioner of the Pac-12, his name's Larry Scott, he filed a declaration in Los Angeles County Court saying, Your Honor, you have to reconsider this tentative decision. Don't go through with it, because if you go through with it, it's going to cause all kinds of problems, because the NCAA won't be able to
specifically, it's going to impact Pac-12, right?
Because a lot of them are in California. You've got USC, UCLA, Stanford, Cal. You know, these schools wouldn't be able to arguably be members of the NCAA because they, as a matter of law, would not be able to participate on the same set of rules as the rest of the schools.
So what was the judge's reasoning for throwing that out? Or what law did it actually violate? Because, like I said, we have a very similar process in family law. It's called an order to show cause. And you use it in specific instances where you need to have somebody actually appear in court. And it's like a subpoena. And they have to answer to you and to the court certain questions that you have raised in your order to show cause motion. There's an order to show cause regarding contempt, and there's just an order to show cause that's generic that we could do, show a reason why you shouldn't lose your child because you left him in the car and they almost died, you know, something to that effect.
Right. Now, this, I mean, I think it's a little bit of a misnomer. The order to show cause, even though that's what it's titled, it's basically just like a suspension. And not only is it suspending you from your school that you're presently at, but it's suspending you from being able to be employed by any other school for a certain period of time.
Oh, I get it. So it's not like this lacks due process.
Yeah, I think it is a due process type of argument. But it may go beyond that. It may the court. I haven't seen the court's ruling. But what the judge said is McNair's ability to practice his profession as a college football coach has been restricted, if not preempted, not only in Los Angeles and California, but in every state in the country. So what they're saying is the NCAA, under California law, does not have the power to tell all of these schools that they cannot employ a coach simply because it has been alleged or found that he committed some sort of violation of NCAA rules at a particular school. So what the judge is essentially saying is it's got to be up to the schools themselves to make that decision. The NCAA can't impose upon them a restriction of hiring a college football coach that they may want to hire.
Are they imposing the coach or the school? Because it seems to me the NCAA could go to the school and say don't do it, but not to the coach.
No, it's both of them. So they're saying that the coach can't even apply and work at any of these organizations, and these organizations can't hire him, or they would be subject to some similar penalties.
Yeah, yeah, and I believe that for sure the schools are told that they can't do it, and there are certain penalties. If they were to hire somebody, then they would be themselves committing an NCAA violation, subject themselves to loss of, you know, wins, so, loss
of order, show cause, same thing. Yeah.
So other than the cause of the root cause, this is like a no-compete contract.
That's what I was going to compare it to, Chris, and I know you're real familiar with those no-compete contracts, and sometimes those are so onerous and burdensome that it's likened to slavery. I mean, that's what we've seen in law school. Let's put it that way,
In the broadcast business, I worked for a company. They said, okay, they let me out of my contract, and they said, and by the way, you can't work for another company in this market for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, watch me.
And how did that turn out for you?
Fine. They didn't do a thing.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting because those types of provisions are generally unenforceable. There are some contexts when they are enforceable. For example, if you owned a broadcasting company, Cal, and you wanted to sell it.
Right.
And it would be fine for you as the seller to work out with the company that's buying the broadcasting company that you can't now just go start another competing broadcasting company.
Exactly, and that's fair enough.
And that's part of the consideration for the sale.
Right.
But when it's simply an employee-employer relationship, you can't impose those kinds of restrictions in California.
Yeah,
in other places, you can.
There are some states
that
are still legal.
There was
a big thing in Utah where they were just made illegal, I believe, but in some states they're still legal.
Are they illegal in California? I thought it was really designed to just protect, like, trade secrets and stuff for
that's
a period
right.
of time.
And there can be trade. You can protect trade secrets, but it can't go beyond trade secrets.
It can't restrict employment. I mean, I could still go to work for another TV station, but I didn't say, this is how they do it over at the other
that's
station.
Right.
If there was specific information they didn't want me to release.
Got it.
That's
correct. Got it. Another part of this that I think is so interesting why we're talking about this is because this is a tentative ruling. So what happens in the courts often, in California and the civil courts especially, the court will issue its tentative ruling in advance of the hearing. And if the parties dispute what that tentative ruling is, they call in and they give notice to the other party. They call the court, give notice to the other party, and they ask for a hearing. So they have a chance now to have it heard again. And so that's why we're really interested in this, because of the posture of it, the procedure of it, and, boy, we're going to wonder what this ruling is going to be. And we'll have to catch up on that for sure.
Yeah, tentative rulings are become the actual rulings a very, very high percentage of the time.
They do.
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely.
I've argued with a tentative ruling on a First Amendment case, and I almost got Judge Gray to change his mind. I mean, I was so close. He actually took it under submission again and reviewed it, but he did confirm the tentative. But I argued so strong.
I think a lot of times the judges, you're there, you know, you've lost on the tentative ruling. You're there with your client. And the court says, well, yeah, you're making a good argument. I'll take it under submission. Just basically so that you can, you know,
what are you
save
saying,
face
Chris?
With your client.
Are you saying that I didn't have a chance?
You had no chance. You had about the same amount of chances you had on Case or No Case this week. With the fake Bonnie, two fake Bonnie and Clyde scenarios.
All right, guys.
Come on.
But good ones.
All right. We're going to have to take a break here, but we'll be back in just a few short minutes. Hang with us, and we'll get to our last segment. And believe me, you're not going to want to miss it.
It'll be worth it. It's worth the wait. More Radio Law Talk coming right up.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Turkey on the planet.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Hi, Denise Dirks here, signing in for Frederick Penny. We are on We're on our last segment here, and we're going to talk about something that's going to be fun. Mel B, she got divorced, and it's final now.
That is fun.
That is fun. And the fun thing about it was this is a... She has been ordered to pay her ex a lot of money.
But she didn't really want that. She told us what she wanted, what she really, really wanted, but she did not get that.
No.
That was to avoid having to pay this fella.
That's right. And they spent an enormous amount of money in attorney fees. It's just crazy. This divorce started, you know, roughly last year, maybe 7-8 months ago. And when it started, it became big news because the nanny, quite honestly, had sued Mel B over certain things, and then Mel B's countersued the nanny, and there was a lot of allegations going back and forth that were sexual in nature.
Earmuffs.
Yes, exactly. So I'm not going to say anything more than that. She settled with the nanny last year, at the end of the year, and now she's finally settled with her ex, Stephen Belafonte. She's been ordered to pay $350,000 to his attorneys for his attorney fees. She has to pay half of it immediately, and then she pays the other half out of the sale of their house, which oftentimes judge makes orders when the house is up for sale. They make orders as to those proceeds and how they're going to be spent. And in this particular case, their $7.7 million mansion is being sold, and the judge has said that you pay first the roughly $1 million in taxes that you're going to end up paying, and then second, you're going to pay the second half of this before you guys get to split the money. She was also ordered to pay $5,000 a month in child support for their one daughter, too, Belafonte. So that's kind of the status of this case, and so everything now is settled.
So here's the question I always have. It has nothing to do with law. Is this guy related to Harry Belafonte or not?
No, he's not.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch, no?
Oh, is that Harry Belafonte?
Is
that
yes.
Well, that's a good question. Do you know the fact, Finder?
What's the name?
His name is Stephen Belafonte. You know what?
I think
he look like. He does look like him.
I mean,
tell you in a minute. Google and I'll let you know.
Okay, we'll let you know in a minute. In the meantime, they were also had competing domestic violence restraining orders against each other, and they have agreed that those are no longer criminal CLETS orders. That's a criminal domestic violence, but they're voluntarily stay away from each other. So they changed the CLETS nature of the domestic violence into a civil nature. So the penalties will be money. Basically, that's it.
I mean, so who won in this divorce? I mean, divorces are inherently emotional.
Stephen Belafonte says he did.
He says he
loudly
won.
And aggressively said he did.
Well, yeah, because he got
and
his
so
attorney's fees paid for.
You got Mel B doing the spin. You know,
she's
very happy. She's free. She had to pay to get rid of him. That's what it
but
what
she
really
also had to pay $1 million in attorney's fees. That seems crazy.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, she has spent $965,000 in attorney fees.
In 6 or 7 months.
Yes, that's absolutely truth. And do I get those cases? No. I don't get those cases, guys. I don't know why.
If you have a couple $1 million and are in a bitter divorce, call in. Tweet at us.
Or if you'd like some help with a bitter divorce
that's
and you've
exactly
got more
right.
than $5 million, yeah.
That's exactly right.
Right.
Well, we can now talk about something that's...
Well, do we have the info on Stephen Belafonte? We don't know.
You know, I'm looking at his Wikipedia page. Sadly, early life, music career, calypso, middle career, later recordings, film career, political career, civil rights movement, humanitarian activist, political activist,
nothing about family.
His family.
What is calypso, though?
Calypso is a music genre.
He was the king of calypso.
Yeah, well, you were just singing. That's calypso.
So he's got to be related to Harry Belafonte. Maybe he just doesn't want it out there.
Well, Harry Belafonte is active in the Pride movement. Maybe that would explain if Harry Belafonte has no children. I don't know.
Huh.
Doesn't say. Darn it.
Interesting. How do we not? I mean,
maybe it's an uncle. Maybe we should submit DNA to 23andMe. What do you think?
I think if we could get Harry Belafonte, if you're out there, tweet us and send us a DNA sample.
Or Stephen, let us know who you're related to. That would be good, too.
Would be nice.
We'd like to be able to, close that door and understand it more.
Maybe he has some relatives in the Amargosa Valley that are listeners and would call in.
And like us, perhaps they like
the
Amargosa Valley. I'm just saying maybe they do. Yeah, it's possible.
Okay, so we have another subject to talk about.
You brought it up. Here we go. So that's Harry Belafonte.
I love that song.
Yeah. Yep, hugely popular. Okay, sorry.
No, I like that. You know what that reminds me of, though?
Harry Belafonte?
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beetlejuice. Remember when they're getting up around the table?
Went on a rider.
Daylight come and we want to go home. Oh, that's good.
This is very topical as we're in our last 3 minutes and we want to go home.
Come and we want to go home. That's good stuff.
That is good stuff.
We should segue into a Winona Ryder shoplifting segment.
How does that segue into that?
Beetlejuice, Winona Ryder.
Oh.
Serial shoplifter. No? You're not with
well,
me?
Well, it was...
Well...
Went right over
it. I went over my head.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sitting low here.
Sorry. What do you want to talk about? Should we talk about Trump?
Well, we were going to talk about Summer Zervos' suit against Donald Trump and his defenses that he raised. He raised some really good defenses. He raised some supremacy clause of the U.S., and the judge said, nope, nobody's above the law. But one of the defenses he raised involves a very lack of disgust case that Clinton used. And that actually was successful. And what happened is in the Primary Colors, I guess it was a movie.
It was a book before it was a movie.
Well, it was a book before a movie. And somebody got sued somebody as a result of this movie. And they wanted to depose President Clinton at the time. And so what's the name of the case?
The name of the
Colors.
Primary Colors is the name of the...
Primary Colors,
yeah. Yeah, it is. Hold on now. I have it here.
True Colors is Cyndi Lauper, sorry.
It is. Daria Carter Clark was a librarian who, in the movie Primary Colors... So Daria Carter Clark sued the...
McNeil and Random House.
McNeil is the author,
mm-hmm.
and Random House is the publisher of this book, basically saying, you made this book that you claim to be fictional. Everybody knows it refers to Bill Clinton. In this movie or book, the Bill Clinton character has an affair with a librarian. Everybody knows I'm the librarian. That never happened. You're guilty of defamation. So she filed this lawsuit. They wanted to depose Bill Clinton to ask him, did you have an affair with the librarian? And Clinton resisted and said, I shouldn't have to go, be deposed.
I shouldn't be deposed. I'm the president of the United States. I have so much to do as the president and so much job that this is the court has to make special consideration to the burdens of the office of the president, right? And how much the president has to do.
Which is hard to argue with when you consider all the things that could come out of president, especially someone like Trump that's a lightning rod type character.
Exactly. So Trump has raised that in this suit. A former contestant on The Apprentice has alleged that he sexually harassed her,
assaulted her,
and has filed suit against him. Now, what I see is that could this be a precedent in the case? It could be, but this also can be clearly distinguished because the Daria Carter suit was not brought against the president, so it did not involve him personally.
Right.
He would be a witness only.
Correct.
And why would you have to force a president to go to a deposition when he's a witness only, not a party to the action, right? Doesn't that seem like
that's a
distinction?
That's right. And if you've already, as the judge, ruled that the suit can go forward against the president, how can you then say that the president should not have to submit
discovery.
To discovery? It makes no sense. So it's basically... A ridiculous position taken by the president that likely not going to succeed.
Yeah, it's likely not to succeed, but I thought it was creative. That's why I wanted to talk about it. I kind of liked the special circumstances and the burdens to the office of the president.
What I wonder is, did Clinton, the people who were trying to get Clinton deposed, did they say he doesn't have time to come be deposed, but he's got time to screw around with Lewinsky in the Oval Office? I mean, he's clearly got a lot of free time over there.
I think only the cigar knows the answer to that question.
That could be. We made it, Denise.
We did it. We did
it.
All 3 hours. Thank you, listeners, for listening to us. And we'll be back next week. And we'll have our esteemed host back with us. And we hope that you'll join us next week as well.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.